CD Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A tech giant announced plans to address artificial intelligence, but acknowledges that technology won't catch everything.
Meta is going to add notifications to AI-created images. Nick Clegg, the president of global affairs for Facebook and Instagram's parent company, says the technology is not yet at a point to do the same for video and audio.
People who use AI tools to generate synthetic audio or video, they've got to disclose it.
He admitted to GMA it's not a perfect solution. There is concern about the impact of AI ahead of the presidential election. Brian Clark, ABC News.
With about 90% of the ballots cast, President Biden won Nevada's Democratic primary Tuesday. Nikki Haley lost the Republican primary, finishing well behind none of these candidates. With not enough votes, the House Republican effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas failed. This is ABC News. Officials say progress is being made on a new ceasefire deal in Gaza in exchange for the release of Hamas-held hostages.
Qatari officials saying they have received a response from Hamas regarding the hostages and that the response is generally positive, adding Hamas had some reservations on the framework of the agreement, but that Qatar was optimistic and has delivered it to Israel. Hamas releasing a press statement saying, quote, the response involves some comments on the framework, but is in general a positive response.
ABC's Inez de la Quintero. In a news conference in Doha with the Qatari prime minister, Secretary of State Antony Blinken commented on the attacks on Red Sea shipping by Iran-backed actors in the region.
Iran and its proxies claim that they're carrying out these attacks somehow on behalf of the Palestinian people. That is absolutely wrong, and it's a cover for their true intent.
That being,
they are all fundamentally about Iran's quest for power.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Democrat Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Republican Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote Wednesday. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to receive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter, so I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for us here in the overnight, and watch out for some patchy fog, lows in the lower 30s, and light winds. On Wednesday after the fog, a mix of clouds and sunshine, lower 40s. Rain chances will be in our forecast on Thursday. Right now it's 31.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin B. on the board. Calvin B., yes, on the board.
You did it.
I'm confusing myself. Coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call or text at 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Very, very busy show today. Excited to have our guest next hour at 11:06. Jeff Green is the CEO of Sustainable Communities Corporation, and they're going to be building hemp-based batteries in Wisconsin.
That's interesting.
It is. It's fascinating. So we have many, many questions for Mr. Green about how this works.
Do you think it's interesting that his last name is also Green?
Oh, I like it. It fits.
You know, that's where most humans would have inserted a laugh, but you decided to go the other route of going,
Yes, you're
adorable.
Right. It is adorable. It's adorable.
Thank you.
So again, Jeff Green, CEO of Sustainable Communities Corporation, making hemp-based batteries in Wisconsin. We're going to find out all about that and how this works, and hopefully he can break it down and explain it to us like I'm in fifth grade.
I hope so. For me, my sake, not you. You're smart.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
You're very smart.
All kinds of things going on. There is some breaking news this morning, and I'm sure that Earl and Sandy touched on it, and we will touch on this a little bit later on this hour. A federal appeals court today rejecting Donald Trump's claim that he is immune from prosecution for alleged criminal acts he did while he was president, including trying to overturn the 2020 election. Yeah, there was that.
Yeah, a quote unquote a crime is more like a treasonous offense, but whatever. That's fine.
As opposed to his argument that, yeah, I can do whatever I want at any time that I want. And if I don't have complete immunity for the rest of time,
yes,
that is a danger to our presidency.
Throw my kids in there too.
Yeah.
Give them some immunity.
Yeah, forever.
Like what would you do? Like Captain America? You're like, you get injected into us? I don't know. How do you do the immunity? That's me being Donald Trump. I didn't do my voice. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's okay.
We're going to start, though. Once again, they caught the car. And now it's like, yeah, now we don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Republicans who have been screaming about what's happening at the southern border. And, hey, it's not like we're trying to say everything is just peachy down there, because it's not. And
no.
It hasn't been for a long time.
Decades. For decades. And these GOP leaders in Washington, and a lot of them in states too, in, you know, state elected officials as well, but mainly national GOP leaders are wagging their fists saying, we gotta do something. We have to do something. Joe Biden's doing nothing. Well, Jane, what happened?
There was a bipartisan measure, Greg Bach.
What?
Yeah. A bipartisan national security package, including a bipartisan border deal, has been presented, and what do the House Republicans do? They reject it.
Yep.
Not going to do it. Not going to happen.
Is it not good enough?
No, it's because Donald Trump isn't in office yet.
Oh!
Apparently Donald Trump doesn't want the border issues fixed.
Nope.
So he can run on that for his reelection campaign.
He has told his party, that's right, his party.
And it is his party.
That just leave it alone. Let's talk about this and let's talk about Q1 of 2025.
Yeah. We can wait.
Or never. Because I didn't do anything in my first 4 years. What will lead you to believe I'll do anything in another 4 years?
And that's a really good point, Greg. I think, again, we tend to forget. I forget what I had for dinner on Sunday.
Lamb chops.
We tend to forget the past.
Yeah.
And what happened in the past. So just a reminder that when Donald Trump was elected, they held all three branches. They had the House, the Senate, and the White House.
Mm-hmm.
In those first 2 years, did they pass an immigration bill?
Nope.
That would be no.
The closest they came to any sort of border security was by building more border wall, which we were told was going to be paid for by Mexico, which Mexico promptly said, get off our property. And we were stuck with the bill. And they didn't finish it. And it's not a secure border anyways. It's a border fence you can get through.
And don't forget, they took that money from programs that were intended for our military members.
Yeah.
There were infrastructure things on bases all around the country. That's my understanding anyway, that money was supposed to go to for people who live on these bases all over the U.S.
And they
took that money to make improvements for our soldiers to build this wall.
And it was also used by GOP luminaries such as Steve Bannon to raise money.
Oh, how'd that go?
He bought a couple boats, I believe. He was got in trouble for misuse of funds because that fence is not getting better.
What's really disappointing, although at this point
you're not angry, Jane. You're just disappointed.
I'm very disappointed, yeah. Greg. Mitch McConnell, long time, now he's the Senate Minority Leader, but was long the Senate Majority Leader. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Said this, quote, "This is a humanitarian and security crisis of historic proportions, and Senate Republicans have insisted, not just for months, but for years, that this urgent crisis demanded action. It is now time for Congress to take action on supplemental national security legislation that finally meets these challenges head on. Make no mistake, the gauntlet has been thrown, and America needs to pick it up," unquote.
I don't need to pick it up. You need to pick it up.
Well, there were some comments like that I saw on Twitter after this got posted. Now, 3 hours later, three hours later, Mitch McConnell comes back and says, yeah, the politics have changed.
Oh, that's...
So don't accept the deal.
What takes longer to cook? A turkey or his values? I mean, come on.
3 hours.
3 hours. This is Mitch McConnell, a man who, I don't say this lightly, I respected a great deal when he stood up to Donald Trump in 2021 regarding the Capitol riots, the insurrection, which, you know, may have had a guest there who currently is the congressman of the 3rd District, but that's neither here nor there at this moment. Mitch McConnell has always been a guy who, he's a conservative. He's a hardcore conservative.
Oh,
he's
absolutely.
Not center right. He's not independent. He holds conservative values, but he was able to stand up in front of Donald Trump and say, no, you are wrong. This is what you did, and you need to take responsibility. Well, where is that Mitch McConnell from 4 years ago now, almost to the day?
As he pointed out at the beginning, it is Donald Trump's party now. So he calls the shots. And if he doesn't want a border deal, there's not going to be a border deal. And it's even interesting seeing some of these conservatives now on different media outlets getting called on their own stuff.
Yeah.
By conservative media outlets.
Yes. Yes.
For
yes,
instance,
yes, yes.
Senator Lankford.
For example.
For example, Senator Lankford, who was tasked with putting this deal together.
Yeah.
He is a Republican. This is Senator Lankford appearing on Newsmax on Tuesday.
Donald Trump did endorse you.
He did.
But regardless of that, why do you think he's going after you and this border bill, considering this is the most, and I've been in this town for a lot longer than you have, this is the most conservative immigration compromise that I have ever seen come to this level. Previous efforts under Bush and under Obama were far more permissive, far more liberal than this. Why do you think Trump's going after you?
Yeah, I don't know, obviously, other than he has a different job than I have right now. His job right now is running for president, and so he's trying to be able to manage that. And obviously, a chaotic border is helpful to him in the process on that.
So there it is.
Yeah, there it is.
A chaotic border is good for Donald Trump.
Absolutely. Yes, of course it is. I am not a moron. Well, live stream, let me know your thoughts on that. I understand why he wants to use it as a bargaining chip, why he wants to use it as a campaign stop and as a speech portion, a portion of a stump speech. But once again, this is another example of GOP leaders, elected officials in Washington, using these really important topics and holding them hostage while... And we're not just anything. Remember, we've talked about this before. It's not just the people coming around the border. This is their border security. These are people in the courts, lawyers and judges. This has ramifications on so many people all across the country.
Absolutely.
And they just decided,
nope.
Let's make it like a farm bill and do next year.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing, too, that farm bill.
Yeah, so this is... It's shameful and it's sad and it's embarrassing because... You know, we're supposed to be America, and we are America, and I'm not going to slag off the country, but this is embarrassing to watch political leaders do something like this again.
Well, at least now we know what they're about. At least now it's pretty much, it should be pretty clear to everybody that they don't actually want to fix anything. And all this screaming about what's happening to our country with all of these immigrants coming in, apparently that ain't a big deal.
So the question I have for you and for everyone listening, it's 844-967-2789, 844-967, or pasty. Yeah. Will this attitude, it won't have an effect on the MAGA Republicans. Like we said before, you're not changing their mind. You're not going to do anything that's going to put a bump in the road of the man God sent down. Donald Trump.
To lead us, yeah.
Do you think this sort of decision-making, and let's include the farm bill, too, and for those farmers out here in Wisconsin, all over the country, do you think these decisions will have a knock-on effect for those independent, right-leaning, conservative...
Undecided, kind of.
Yeah, like people who aren't totally decided yet, but and they're not thrilled with Joe Biden, but they're really not sure about Donald Trump. Do you think these decisions will have a knock-on effect?
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Sharky, I see you on the line. Stay close. We will keep this going. This is Matt Nair on air coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery.
The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin is on the board. Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, talking about the Republicans' latest. Yep, we don't want your border deal. Thanks very much. But no, we don't need it because our guy's going to run on chaos at the border, so we're just going to let this go for another, 300 and how many days?
Oh, my God.
You don't have to math on air. That's
fine. Okay. Or as I call it, Project.
Yeah, whatever. Sharky is on the line from Racine. Good morning, Sharky. Thank you for your patience. What did you want to say?
Well, thank you for this. And I always wished that I was a fly on the wall, in this political arena. Because I would learn so much, because I'm a bad listener otherwise. But I do agree, though, that when Mr. Mitch McConnell jumped on the throat on Trump and really gave it to him, I appreciated that. But I always have wondered, since the last administration had left, there was pretty much an intensive investigation on Mitch McConnell and the transportation department that she ran. And so I'm wondering if they're teetering on deals, and we could do this, but we could do that. But what is going on in the back office with potentially if that case is still being investigated? I don't know that. I couldn't find it, but I it was certainly there. So, there's a lot of vacillation here going. So I'm just always curious.
Thank you so much, yeah. Sharky. I don't know that investigation in the transportation department that was run by Elaine Chao, who is Mitch McConnell's wife, if anything ever came from that,
I would be
very, very surprised if that was still a thing.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting to me that, and you had posed the question before we took a second. Is this obvious gamesmanship now over a border deal, is this enough to nudge undecideds one way or the other? Will this make a difference to folks who really have not decided? Like you said, maybe not necessarily thrilled with President Biden, but seeing this, again, the Republicans don't want a border deal. They want chaos at the border. Mm-hmm. All this screaming they've been doing for months and decades about fixing the issue at the border it was a lie.
Because they always pick these issues, these huge issues with so much nuance. Because now in November, voters are going to take in consideration a few things, huge factors, border control and everything that went into it. And by that point, that story will be said over and over again, how the GOP punted the ball in favor of a candidate versus the people. Let's not forget abortion. When you think about the fact that how many millions of Americans are going to go to the polls who aren't they're not dying-the-world liberals, but they want access to health care, or they want people to have access to health care. That's another deciding factor. You have all these huge things that they have just either mucked up or turned their backs on. I think this is going to have devastating consequences in November. And not just that, but like earlier than that, like smaller races too, depending on who's running on what. I mean, my gosh, whether it's state senators, I mean, we have elections coming up, and with new maps, I mean, this, it's all on the table.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So these lack of opinion, lack of action, or I'll say it, wrong opinions, something like abortion, I think are going to have huge negative effects on the GOP.
And it remains to be seen how many Republicans will continue to speak up. Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican from Alaska. Now, this is from like 2 weeks ago. She was on CNN. Lisa Murkowski, Republican, quote, "It was the Republicans, I will remind you, that told the Democrats months ago that if you want to try to get your Ukraine funding, you're going to have to take up the border issue. This is what we asked for. This is what we asked Senator Lankford to negotiate. It's what he did. He did it in good faith. So let's take up what we asked for." Now, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
If the messaging has gone out among all of the Republicans, they'll probably all go into lockstep and this is a terrible deal and it doesn't do anything and blah, blah, blah.
Lisa Murkowski's word is rarely worth the paper it's printed on. So many times she's come forward with words of inspiration and wisdom and bipartisan. And at the end of the day, she runs with the GOP and really works over the public.
Greg Sargent is a columnist for the New Republic. He says that some of the opposition from Republicans, they argue it will allow 5,000 migrants to enter a day. In fact, it uses just 5,000 encounters with Border Patrol as the threshold to shut the border. They've also falsely claimed that President Biden has the authority to shut the border down when he doesn't. This bill would, in fact, do a great deal that Republicans say that they want. Tightening asylum requirements, speeding up removals, adding some due process protections, granting work permits to those who are given initial asylum screening so they don't have to be dependent on aid. The reason they're fighting so hard, again, according to this columnist, is pressure from Donald Trump. Republicans will have participated in passing a solution, making it harder for them to blame Biden for it. That is plainly why Donald Trump keeps urging Republicans to kill the bill.
Well, right now they can't blame Biden for anything. They can do it all they want, and there'll be people who will believe it. But at this point, any level-headed person who's read it more than a sentence will say, oh, okay, there's nothing you can do because the side that wants it's doing nothing. We had a text come in, Andrew from Maine, as always, good to hear from you, buddy. He says, ideally, the GOP would select Haley as the nominee if the RNC bothers letting their voters vote and put Trump out to pasture. He also said, as an independent, I find it unconscionable to place my faith in a single candidate and letting him run the party's actions.
Definitely.
I feel the Senate should write up and vote on separate bills for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and Homeland Security so they can stand on their own. Absolutely. Absolutely, Andrew. If they pass, let the House take whatever action they take. And that's the thing, too. That's what we always get is that thing of, like, I'll give you your thing, but you got to give me my thing.
Exactly.
Now. And that thing is, like, money for Israel. That's not a tiny bit. That's not a little pocket money for my district.
No.
That's billions of dollars for weapons and protection. So Andrew, I agree.
I know Mark Pocan was on with Pat Kreitler earlier this morning.
Yes.
And I heard him say again, too, this is the least productive House in history.
Chip Roy, give me something to campaign on.
Yeah, Chip Roy, a Republican from Texas,
on
the floor of the House going, we got nothing.
Yeah.
What am I going to take back to my district? We have nothing. All right. News coming up. We have a great entertainment minute from Pete Schwabba.
Yeah.
It's really a lot of fun. Keep you up on everything that's all hip and pop culture and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
And then when we return, this is what you say is government overreach. This is Matt Nair on air coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. No plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
A tech giant announced plans to address artificial intelligence, but acknowledges that technology won't catch everything.
Meta is going to add notifications to AI-created images. Nick Clegg, the president of global affairs for Facebook and Instagram's parent company, says the technology is not yet at a point to do the same for video and audio.
People who use AI tools to generate synthetic audio or video, they've got to disclose it.
He admitted to GMA it's not a perfect solution. There is concern about the impact of AI ahead of the presidential election. Brian Clark, ABC News.
With about 90% of the ballots cast, President Biden won Nevada's Democratic primary Tuesday. Nikki Haley lost the Republican primary, finishing well behind none of these candidates. With not enough votes, the House Republican effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas failed. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher was one of four Republicans to join Democrats in voting down impeaching U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans tried to impeach Mayorkas over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. The other five Republican representatives from Wisconsin voted for impeachment Monday night. Wisconsin lawmakers are taking steps to stop artificial intelligence from influencing this year's elections. A bill in the assembly would mean a $1,000 fine on political ads that use AI but don't disclose it.
I think it's very important that people be able to trust what they see and what they hear, and that's why we want to have a simple disclaimer on the campaign ad so people know when artificial intelligence is being used.
Representative Adam Nealon tells WISN-TV's Upfront he expects the bill to become law this spring. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for us here in the overnight, and watch out for some patchy fog, lows in the lower 30s, and light winds. On Wednesday after the fog, a mix of clouds and sunshine, lower 40s. Rain chances will be in our forecast on Thursday. Right now, it's 31.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of the Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. So very happy to have you along with us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calviente on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. We love to hear from you. You can call, you can text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-
Party!
Or leave nice speeches there, or leave a message on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter,
I gotta say, the live stream's kind of quiet today.
They deserve a day off. There's usually a big party going on in the live stream.
I know.
They have lives.
What do we do?
We were talking about the bipartisan Senate deal that dropped on Sunday night about making a deal for the border and other aid to Israel and Ukraine. And, of course, now that they finally got what they want, the Republicans don't want it anymore. It's like, no, we don't want this, even though it includes a lot of things they've been begging for, including beefing up border security as a condition to give more aid to Ukraine, a tougher, faster asylum processing system so that those who don't meet the criteria don't get to stay and work for years as their cases go through the courts. It hires more people for customs and border protection, huge investments in fentanyl detection technologies, just all kinds of things that they have been screaming for. And we're not going to do it. We don't like it. Mainly because Donald Trump doesn't like it because he wants to run on this as an issue.
Well, the question I also have too is, what universe was it? Is there where the Democrats said, give him everything. Give them everything.
Give them what they want.
Throw it on the floor. Let's see if they go for it. And that's what the Democrats basically did. They said, here's everything you want. And let's do this.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want it now. Oh, you don't want it now. Oh, good to know.
This is Nancy Mace, Republican, on Fox News, of all places.
The lady who wore the A.
Yes, the A. Commenting on this border deal.
Have you read all 370 pages of this bill?
We are working through it. We have about 50 pages more to go. But from what we can tell, and I'm going to put forth a statement once we finish reading the bill, the measures that we feel are extremely undesirable, that keep our border open, that water down the asylum system, it's not good for the country,
quite
frankly.
Well, they say exactly the opposite. That's why I'm asking. You know, and obviously, Senator Langford and his colleagues, you know, worked hard to negotiate something. You know, it's hard to do some actual negotiation, and they say no new asylum claims would be allowed. Anybody crossing would be removed and he said, you know, this, it ends the whole idea of I made it to U.S. soil and now you have to process me. It increases detention beds, doubles the deportation flights, and adds $650 million to expand the border wall, which is the same language and funding that's in H.R. 2. So, you know, isn't getting something better than getting nothing? Because this problem isn't going away.
They don't care.
That was Fox News.
That was Fox News.
Not MSNBC, not CNN, not your liberal hippie uncle's newspaper. That was Fox News coming at Nancy Mace.
Yeah. We asked the question about whether or not this will make a difference for people who are not decided yet on which way they're going to vote come November. Jim from Appleton texting in, listening in Green Bay on WGBW. Thank you, Jim. Will it be a big deal? That all depends on the Democrats. They need to beat this drum loud and long, like the Republicans do for their talking points.
Absolutely. And also Andrew says YouTube live chat is way better than Facebook or Twitter.
Oh, that's where the cool kids are.
I thought we got all of it too. So, that's fine. All right, cool. Have your fun. You know, what's also, this is just a little point of order for those who are like, well, it's 350 pages. If you've ever seen a bill come out of Congress, a bill from Congress is about triple space on a piece of paper.
Oh, really?
And it's about half to two thirds of the page itself. That's four notes. So if you want to do addendums, if you want to add notes in
that
there.
Makes sense.
So when you see when you hear 350 pages, if you do that single or double space and use the entire page, it's much less. My point is they had plenty of time to read it because when they get these bills, they have an army of interns and lawyers reading these things.
It's not like
there's no reason why there should be 50 pages left over.
Yeah, it's not like Nancy Mace is sitting down and reading this entire report by herself, because she's not.
No, she's making custom-made T-shirts as a symbol that she's read a book.
This will be an ongoing thing. The other really interesting piece about this that I think folks need to know is that the Border Patrol Agents Union, and there is such a thing,
mm-hmm.
and they have not been big fans of President Biden.
Yeah.
They have come out in favor of this bill. This includes things that the Border Patrol agents want.
That's amazing.
And yet, House Speaker Mike Johnson appeared on Laura Ingraham last night and implied that the reason why this union, Border Patrol Agents Union, has endorsed this bill is because they get a pay raise. That was his response. Well, yes, I understand. He said, essentially, I understand there are some pay incentives in there. So, and they had a good, Johnson and Laura had a good chuckle about that.
Sure, bruh. Sure. Yep. You get a pay rise.
If you want to join us, you can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party. A really quick question. We had a comment on the live stream that says, ye of little brains. Is that us? Is that me and you? Do we have little brains? Or do the people we're talking about have little brains? I'm so confused.
Be specific.
Thank you. Specificity is key here in the live stream.
All right, we're going to move on.
All right. You know what I love, Jane?
What's that?
I love freedom.
The freedom to change our minds.
Change
in midstream.
Freedom to strap in for some freedom. Sometimes I don't want to strap in.
You want to unbuckle for freedom.
I want to unbuckle for freedom.
Unbuckle for freedom. Absolutely. I bring this up.
Sounds like a country music song.
It does. Write that down.
Unbuckle for freedom.
That'll be a huge hit. Yeah. That'll be a huge hit. While speaking to a group of voters in Columbus, Ohio this week, Republican Senate candidate Frank LaRose brought up how much he dislikes seatbelts and the sensors in cars. Calvin, I believe we have a sound clip of the seatbelt overreach. Let's take a listen.
The point that you're making about this sort of insidious, incremental desire for control over things, purportedly with good intentions, sows the seeds of disaster.
Mm. Well, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, is the old saying, right? Allowing the federal government to control your vehicle is a very bad idea, right? I mean, I don't even like the how automated a lot of things are in cars these days, like the little bell that rings if you decide not to buckle your seatbelt or whatever else. Like, it goes too far.
As a someone with a uterus, it is remarkable to me that having to buckle your seatbelt is government overreach. But determining what medical procedures I can get in order to save my life, that's okay. But the ding, ding, ding of the seatbelt bell is too much.
Well, someone who has a deuterus, I think this guy's an idiot. The bell goes away. I know that because I've heard it, like, it stops ringing after a while. You'll be fine. Just wait. Second of all, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. This isn't good intentions. These are solemn, like, decisions to keep people safe. You don't want to buckle your safety belt? Fine. You can incur a ticket. You're going to have to pay it. You can get into an accident. You can get hurt. Or that the road might be paved with your brains. So this is a man who truly has nothing to stand on. He has no other issues that like he can't. I guarantee you his website's terrible.
So it's just a general government overreach. Booga, yeah. Booga, booga.
Yes. Yes. The government's coming to take away your guns, your unbuckled safety belts and your children
and your gas stoves.
They're going to turn them into gay, trans seatbelt lobbyists who work for anti-NRA groups. And that's what government does every day of our lives.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration points out that in 2021, there were 26,325 passenger vehicle occupants who were killed. 50% of those approximately were not buckled up.
And I will say to that the same thing that I'm not going to name names. Someone I know who was dating a person who refuses to wear a seatbelt. They said to me when I asked, why don't you wear one? It's my choice if I want to die. Or if my choice if I die, that's on me. So that's what that dude would say. Frank LaRose would say in the face of that information, well, you know what? I still want my choices. I still want my freedom.
Yeah, I think there's about 50% of the population in this country that also would like their freedom.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, 51%. By the way, there has been some clearing up. Sherry Minozzi, not us. She loves us. We are not the ones with little brains.
It depends on the topic and the day.
It's very, very true.
But we appreciate that.
And also, as I didn't think about this, too. We got a question from Andrew from Maine. No discombobulation today. That is going to be moving to Friday.
Yes.
Dan will be moving to Friday, same time, 10:30 to 11. We just have made a switch. Forgot to mention that. Thank you, Andrew, for bringing that up. But Dan is going nowhere for now that we know of.
Yeah, he'll be joining us Fridays moving forward from 10:30 to 11 o'clock for a recombobulation area.
Exactly.
Right now, call or text talking about government overreach and seatbelts. I remember when the whole seatbelt debate began. I grew up in an era where you did not have to buckle up.
Back in those days, you could drink while driving, too, couldn't you?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. We had big metal dashboards, and yeah, so you go flying forward and you hit
just
that.
Just drive slower.
It'll be fine. Senate candidate in Ohio, major government overreach by forcing us to wear seatbelts.
Yeah.
Seatbelts saved an estimated 14,955 lives in 2021 and could have saved an additional almost 2,600 people if they had been buckled up in 2017, again, that's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I guess the question I have for Mr. What's his name?
LaRose.
LaRose, where do you square your, because I mean, there's no way he's not pro-life. Where do you square that then? How pro-life are you? Is it just the baby or is it, I mean, like, is.
Well, then what do we need car seats
if
for?
Why
do we have car seats?
If you're pro-life, I think you're pro-safety belt because that's going to keep you alive.
But it's safe. But it's freedom.
You're right. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. I forgot. This was about freedom. I am dumb. I am ye of little brain. Freedom. I didn't mean to step on your freedom.
And one thing I did see, and I do not know if this is accurate, when I was looking at this yesterday and it went across on Twitter. If you are an EMT or you have experience in that kind of stuff,
yeah.
I saw one guy who's claimed that he knows an EMT who says he has never picked up a dead body that was belted.
Wow.
When they respond to accidents, usually the person who is deceased was not wearing a seatbelt. If you want to clarify that for me, because again, I saw this on Twitter, and I know everything you see on the internet is true. But if you just, if I'm wrong, please, you know, call me out. I have no problem with that. 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party. Triple G Greg Wansnyder getting in on the live stream saying, I always drive with my seatbelt on. Just thought you guys would like to know. I make sure my passengers are wearing their seatbelt. So do I. I don't move my car unless they put their safety belt on.
Oh, everybody's buckled up when I'm driving.
When I drive as well. So who wants to take a ride with me? And he also says, in fact, I have a perfect driving record. Who else can say that? Well, I can't say that. So thanks for the brag there, Greg.
844-967-2789. Karina, I see you on the line. Stay with us if you want to check in on this, talking about seatbelt government overreach. Oh, my. Overreach 2024. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance.
But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio
You're
Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane, Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin on the board. You can always join us, call or text at 844-967-2789. 844-96
Pasty.
Or leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. We're talking about Frank LaRosa, U.S. Republican Senate candidate from Ohio, talking about government overreach because of seatbelts.
Because of seatbelts.
Seatbelts. I thought we'd had this argument
back in the '80s.
Yeah, 30 years ago, and kind of decided we're going to wear seatbelts. But according to Mr. LaRose, this is enormous government overreach. And as a woman, I find that hilarious. Karina has been waiting on the line. Thank you for your patience, Karina. What did you want to say?
When I heard it from you guys start talking about it, I felt like my teeth start scratching. I couldn't involuntarily. I'm like, overreach, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Right. And who owns my uterus? Please explain to me.
Right. I'm saying nothing right now.
Who owns my uterus? This is. But I know what I want to say about the buckle ups and stuff. Well, those are rich people, and who are talking. I'm sure they are buckling up because they all have a life insurance, and they know perfectly well if you die without the belt, the life insurance will not gonna pay.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, because it's suicide technically. You know what are you doing? You're doing it on purpose.
Interesting.
Most of the life insurances, most of the auto insurances will not gonna cover you if you have
seatbelt.
Small price to pay, Karina, for freedom.
thank you so much, Karina. Really appreciate you checking in. Always appreciate you listening. Andrew from Maine with some clarification. I asked if anybody was an EMT and what their experiences had been responding to car accidents. Andrew says, as a former EMT, yes, you can't be killed wearing your seatbelt. I don't dispute that at all, especially if your car goes under a trailer, but you do have a much better chance of living if you are belted.
Mm-hmm.
Much like non-smokers, those people still die, but you're going to have a better chance of living longer.
Yeah. And Greg Wansnyder wanted me to bring this up too. Triple Greg Wansnyder. It's worth pointing out to your listeners, he was the one who talked before about making his friends belt in, that he's blind.
Legally blind.
He's
and
legally
blind. He's been on the show many times.
Yeah, he's legally blind as a quick public service announcement. And we also got a wonderful text from Carmela. Since freedom is the word this hour, I'll quote Eleanor Roosevelt, true patriotism springs from a belief in the dignity of the individual, freedom and equality, not only for Americans, but for all people on earth. Thank you, Carmela.
And texter from the 262, listening here in Waukesha, WAUK, don't forget, we all pay for the no seatbelt boys through increases in our insurance rates and crowded hospitals. I just didn't think we were still having this argument about the government stepping on my freedom because I have to wear a seatbelt. That's just loony to me.
I'm trying to think of other passe you're on my freedom yard, not my freedom backyard, that someone could bring up now as like a campaign point, you know, like seatbelts. It's that's like a retired jersey. That's like someone saying, like, I want to play for the NBA. I want to play for the Chicago Bulls. I want 23. No, buddy, that one's gone. We don't talk about that one anymore. It's good. You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Just let that go.
Yeah, let it go.
Just let that go.
Let it go. Let it go.
All right. We started off the hour with this, and we will end the hour with this. A federal appeals court today rejecting Donald Trump's claim that he is immune from prosecution for anything he ever did while president, including trying to overturn the 2020 election. He is expected to immediately appeal to the Supreme Court. The justices could make a quick decision on whether or not they will hear the case and then fast-track a ruling. Trump has until February 12th to appeal before the lower court can act again.
I just want to see them. Just imagine knocking on the door like, hey, it's your buddy Trump. I'm here. You know, I want immunity. And there's like, oh, sorry, we're having a meeting. Sorry, it's not a good time. It's not a good time right now.
Leave a message at the desk.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave a message with the secretary at the desk, Donald Trump, and we'll get back to you when it's convenient.
Yes.
This will be very interesting.
Yes. Agreed. We might know in the course of what, a week and a half, 2 weeks,
if they say we're not taking it. According to the ruling, for the purpose of this criminal case, former President Trump has become Citizen Trump with all of the defenses of any other criminal defendant, but any executive immunity that may have protected him while he served as president no longer protects him against this prosecution, which seems pretty reasonable.
I mean, I know that the president enjoys certain immunities while in office. You know, I can't sue him for making my wife leave me because she likes him now, but I could sue him when he becomes a regular citizen. Yeah, at this point, no. Mm-mm.
And if we remember Mitch McConnell, and we talked about this not too long ago, shortly after January 6th and the attack on the Capitol, his whole reasoning for not impeaching Donald Trump in that second impeachment was because this will be handled by the court system when he's out of office. And that's where we are. And anyone who argues that the president should be completely immune for eternity, put that same immunity on a president you don't like.
Yeah. Just for clarification before we kick out, are we giving him the same immunity that we gave Aaron Rodgers? Because he's immunized too. See what I did there? I ended on a joke. You're welcome.
Thank you, Greg Bach. Very excited. When we return, we're going to be talking about hemp batteries.
Yeah.
You heard that correctly.
Not two separate things. Those are one thing.
They are one thing.
Hemp batteries.
Hemp batteries, a startup manufacturer, is coming to Portage. Going to be building hemp batteries. The Sustainable Communities Corporation, their CEO, is going to be joining us after 11 o'clock. So many questions, Greg Bach. So many questions. Stay with us. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cannon.